Hello and welcome to UC Today. I'm Tom Wright and I'm delighted to be joined by Michael from Bright Pattern. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Hi Tom, how are you? Thanks for giving me this opportunity. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm very good, thank you. It's great to have you. It's a really interesting topic we've got today. We're looking sort of quite broadly at the UC service provider market. And I think a really good place to start would be if you could talk through some of the biggest challenges that you're seeing UC service providers face at the start of 2024.
Well, I think it's been a little bit of a roller coaster ride for a lot of the UCaaS players. When we went through COVID, that really accelerated a lot of the business. And I think a lot of the analysts feel like that actually pulled forward a lot of the customers 3 or 4 years in advance. So people saw a huge kind of rise in performance and sales and those sorts of things. Since then, of course, the macro environment's gotten a little bit tougher. And I think things have returned a little bit more to normal, kind of more normal growth rates. And I think you can see that from some of the public companies, that are reporting. They're reporting kind of, slower growth right now, more difficult times. A lot of them have had management changes, and there's been a fair amount of turmoil in the space. So I think it's going to be, a challenging year. But I also think that there's going to be a lot of opportunities as well in the coming years.
Yeah, so as you said, there's a lot going on, and I think it might be interesting to sort of narrow the focus, if you like, to some of the regional players. But how are you finding the regional UC service providers cope or battle with, the global providers, the global service providers, then also some of the over-the-top players with their own UC platforms?
Yeah, I think there's obviously, a lot of competition in the space. You've got, the RingCentrals, the 8x8s, the Ciscos. Of course, Microsoft and people like that. So, for the regional players, I think it's really, really important to kind of embrace some of the technologies and make sure that your solutions are more sticky. And so, for instance, with Microsoft, I think it's important to integrate to, the various things that they have, whether it's Office 365, Dynamics, Teams, RPAs, artificial intelligence, things like that. The second thing I think that's important for them is to make sure that they innovate. And so by that, we mean that they provide solutions that are differentiated from their competitors. And differentiation can take several forms. It can be products, it can be bringing different other solutions. We actually partner with Microsoft partners and ServiceNow partners and Zendesk partners because they can provide some additional expertise that makes the solutions much more sticky and really increases kind of the customer retention rates as well. So I think that there's going to be, some great opportunities for the regional players, particularly if they specialize in the marketplace.
Yeah, so there are challenges, but there are opportunities. You picked out a couple just there as well. And I think an interesting one of the opportunities, which is the focus for us on UC Today this month, is combining UCaaS technology with the contact center technology. So how much of an opportunity do you think this is for service providers, and how are you guys helping them take advantage of it?
Yeah, I think it's a huge opportunity. If you look at, some of the larger players, they've been able to kind of develop their own, the 8x8s, the RingCentrals, people like that. But this is a very, very development intensive marketplace. And so in the CCaaS space, it's really important that you have that functionality so you can provide sort of end-to-end kind of UX, CX customer experience. And what we've tried to do is work with, regional UC providers in particular to provide them with a really advanced contact center product where they can win contact center on their own, but also we tightly integrate into their environments. And that provides a great experience. So, now we can integrate knowledge workers with the contact center. We can see presence. We can transfer calls. We can see directories. So they can provide a great, great user experience and customer experience for their clientele. So I think it's a great opportunity for both them and for us.
Yeah, and obviously working with service providers is huge for what you do at Bright Pattern. And I wonder if you could give me some examples of the types of service providers that you're working with. Maybe give us some ideas about some of the positive outcomes you've had with some of these providers.
Mm-hmm. We've actually signed, several over the last, couple of quarters, and it's gone really, really well. One of the things that we try to do is we try to offer them kind of a white label sort of environment, and that way they can use their own branding when they're talking to their customers. And it's a great experience because, if you think about the marketplace, the UC marketplace is, in some ways getting more and more commoditized, and so differentiation is really, really important. And so what we do is we provide them with some really advanced technology that would be almost impossible for them to develop because it takes years and years, man years, to develop this kind of product. And if you think about the development in the CCaaS space, it's in the hundreds of millions of dollars just in product development. So for a regional company to do that, it's very, very difficult. But this is a way for them to get into the marketplace, you know, use their own label, and really make their customer base a lot more sticky. So we think it's a great opportunity, and we provide, you know, kind of an end-to-end solution from kind of self-service, you know, through contact center, quality management, and then workforce management as well. So they can kind of get anything they need in the call center space really from BrightPattern.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned the technology actually, because that was going to be my next question. I wonder if you could just talk us through your technology a little bit more, and two points maybe, how you're making yourself stand out from some of the other providers, and also how you're helping give the service providers that work with you a real edge in the market.
Mm-hmm. I think that we, you know, we're a very good partner. If you look at our business, about 85% of our business is through partners. So that's something that we're very, very strong at. So the first thing we try to do is make a very, very tight integration with their platform. And we've got great tools to do that. We've done that on several cases already with regional providers. But then we also have sort of the whole range of sort of the customer life cycle. So we cover everything from self-service to contact center, to AI, to quality management, and then finally workforce management. And so they can kind of use a modular approach with us, and they can kind of buy, you know, or only give the customers what they need at that particular point in time. But at the same time, we have a lot of sophistication, and our AI capability is second to none. You know, we do things like, you know, agent assist, so we give suggestions, you know, during a call. We have both real time and async capability. We can, you know, rank calls, score calls. So we've got a lot of capabilities. We have what's called teleprompter functionality for compliance. You know, we do things like intent analysis with AI. So, you know, we basically, you know, use a lot of these different AI technologies, whether it's Microsoft, whether it's Google, you know, and others, you know, OpenAI, to really provide the most advanced technology and customer experience that's really available on the marketplace. And so we've invested, you know, literally hundreds of millions of dollars in development on these products. And so it really provides our you know, particularly regional UC clients a fantastic opportunity.
Yeah, the range of technology sounds amazing, and there's lots there to really arm the service providers that you work with. And I wonder if, just to finish, Michael, to ask you to give us some clues about what we can expect to see from you in terms of future developments over the course of this year.
Well, this year, you know, the first product that we're releasing is all of our kind of AI-based, we've got a next generation coming out that's in beta right now, that'll be out in the next 30 to 45 days. We also have workforce management as well, you know, that's just being released right now. So those are two kind of brand new products for us. And what we're doing is we're really, you know, focused on expanding our sales and marketing capability. Today, we have more than 100 engineers just dedicated to these tasks, you know, at the company. And so we've really accelerated our product delivery and our product outreach. So it's gone, you know, we're really excited about the opportunity. We now have entered Korea, we've entered Latin America, Europe, Japan, Australia. So we've really expanded, you know, greatly this year. And we're really looking forward to working with, you know, particularly regional UC providers, because I think that there's a great synergy between us and them. And again, we allow them to white label a product, price it very aggressively, and really, you know, go to the marketplace with a combined solution that's really second to none. So we're really excited about this year and think it's going to be a big year for both us and our UC providers as well.
Yeah, it really does sound like it's going to be a huge year. And I hope perhaps, Michael, we could speak throughout the year and maybe have another conversation as some of those new features and new innovation comes out and hits the market. But in the meantime, thanks so much for your time. It's been great talking to you.
Thanks, Tom. Have a great day. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Have a great day, too. Thank you, everyone, for watching. If you enjoyed this video, please give us a like and a share on social media, and we'll see you next time.